What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, hey, friends. This sale's for you. The DSW Friends and Family event is on. DSW VIP members get 25% off almost everything in stores and online for a limited time. Don't miss out. This only happens twice a year. Not a VIP? You're still family to us. Join for free to get in on the savings. Plus, VIPs always get free shipping on anything. Save on must-own shoes today when you shop the DSW Friends and Family event at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980. I'm looking at our poll results. Split basically 50-50. Could the Commanders become America's team? 49% say yes right now. You can vote at Junks Radio. That's what Marjorie Harris said, Josh's wife. She said they already are America's team.
I mean, I just don't buy it.
I think it was kind of a throwaway line as after they announced that they were getting the draft. You know, we're in the nation's capital. But I do think there is some potential for us to be... Like, I don't know. Did you ever consider the Bulls America's team? I don't think so. But they're the team everybody wanted to watch in their heyday. They were the rock stars of the league.
Yeah, like I said, I think there's a distinction between the label America's team, which the Cowboys own. They just own that.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter. They've won a bunch of Super Bowls, the cheerleaders, whatever. But in terms of America's team, the way I look at it is, well, could you be the most popular team? Yes, the Chiefs right now are. Washington could ascend to that. They have Jaden.
I wish they would adopt what I said. They're the sexiest team. Yeah. I really think I've labeled them appropriately. They're the sexiest team in a league.
Now, our pal John Kincaid, who hosts a radio show in Philadelphia in the mornings, he sent a GIF of Charlie Sheen saying, you got to drink a little less. So he would probably like to say, hey, disrespecting the Eagles. I mean, and maybe we kind of are.
Reigning Super Bowl champs.
Reigning champs.
Yeah, but do
they've got a bunch of stars.
Outside of
they've been to two Super Bowls in recent years. Jalen Hurts has already been there twice.
But I think they're kind of like the
Aren't
Knicks. We talked about this earlier. If you're a Knicks fan, you most likely like live in New York or you're a New York transplant. I'm guessing people from outside of Philadelphia probably hate the Eagles, detest the Eagles. While of course the people in Philly love them, but I don't think there's a ton of people in like Seattle that are big Eagles fans.
The people that will like them LA. Are people that like winners. They're bandwagon people.
Those are horrible people. If you just start rooting for a team just because they're winners, you have a serious character flaw.
Like Lurch when he started rooting for the Niners.
Now,
because they were the team.
He kind of grew up with them. Like I don't
he grew
think
up with
I,
them.
Don't, I don't think he's like a Johnny come lately just because they started winning when he was like 15.
That's exactly why I started liking him. They won when he was into football.
Maybe that was it. I don't know.
Yeah.
I think winning is the biggest element, and they are on the precipice of becoming a regular winning team, right? We expect them to do that, but they have to do it first, right? In the NBA, you got NBA finals going on right now. Like if you had to say, well, what's America's team? I don't know if there's one, but I would start with the Lakers and Celtics, right?
Yeah, I mean,
the Lakers and Celtics are the top two. But Golden State got there. 15 years ago, Golden State, it's the winning.
It's the winning. And a lot of bandwagoners were jumping on
right.
Golden State.
Haven't you been to a Golden State game here at Capital One? And you were like, I remember you saying you went nuts. You were like, how are there so many Golden State fans?
I don't think I've been to a Golden State game here because I know what I'd be in for. I'd be in for 16,000 little kids in Steph Curry jerseys who couldn't find Oakland on a map.
Okay, I thought it was a Golden State game, but I remember you talking about going to a game and you couldn't believe how many fans of that team it was.
No. I would specifically not go to a Wizards game when they're playing Golden State or the Bulls in their heyday because I don't like being in an arena where the team that I'm rooting for is outnumbered by 80%.
Right.
I'm not a fan of that.
But here's my point. In the NBA, the Lakers and Celtics are traditional powers, sure. And they have fans. Golden State, you know, they've had good runs mm-hmm. in the past when they had Run TMC or different versions. But until they started winning championships with Draymond, Clay, and Steph, that lifted them to the level where you can make kind of an argument that they became America's team.
And Steph's unique style of play and his star power was outrageous.
And so Steph is similar to like a Jaden Daniels.
Agreed.
You just got to start adding the championships.
Agreed. All right, let's bring out some of these calls if people want to chime in. 800-636-1067. I think we need to look. If Dallas wants to be America's team, let them be America's team. Let's jump on the sexiest team.
Send that over to Marjorie.
Sexiest team. Tell Marjorie we're the sexiest team. Somebody please tell her. I don't care about being America's team.
Maybe she's listening.
We're the hottest team. Okay, we got the biggest boobs. We got the best butt.
Speaking of the biggest boobs, you see, we were talking about Pat Mahomes. Brittany Mahomes definitely had some work done.
Oh, she did?
Yeah.
Good for her.
It's pretty noticeable.
It's the spoils of victory.
I'm just telling you what I've seen.
She looked fantastic, actually.
Oh, really? You got steamed up?
Well, I mean, I noticed that she looked pretty, and I'd never noticed that at any point in my life.
You've never thought she was pretty before? No. I mean, she's not a beauty, but she's an attractive girl.
Yeah, but some of her shenanigans make her less attractive.
I agree.
She looks stunning.
She does? All right, send me the pic. Put it in the DMs so I can see.
She just looked thicker and tanned and busty.
Did they do something with her face? Did she get some like facial work?
I don't know.
Did they tighten her up there a little
Maybe.
Bit?
Maybe. If they did, it's subtle.
Yeah,
which subtle. Is much more attractive.
Yeah, you want subtle. Let's go to Ron in Richmond. Ron, what's up?
Hey, guys. Let me educate you a little bit here. Dallas proclaimed themselves America's team, and the reason they did it is because of star on the helmet. Mm-hmm. And then as the years went on, we picked it up. But they weren't winning when they proclaimed themselves America's team. Mm-hmm. And it was because of the star. The other thing is I think Jaden would be a better representative for the NFL, and it would be widely accepted as opposed to Lamar because Jaden has that that beautiful smile. He's kind of unassuming. He would be accepted more by – who we know who run the NFL is corporate America. He would be accepted more by corporate America than, say, a Lamar Jackson. They really don't have – even Pat Mahomes right now is not – he's not the representative for the NFL. He gets a lot of the press, but they really don't have anyone that's standing out as, say, a Brady did. Josh, the guy from Buffalo.
Josh Allen.
You know, they try to – Yeah, Josh Allen, they try to put him there, but he doesn't win enough to do it. Pat Mahomes doesn't have the right persona, even though they're winning a lot and he's out front. But you don't see him doing the Hertz commercials and the big commercials.
Hell, he's done his fair share of commercials.
Doesn't he have Patrick Mahomes?
Well, yeah, but he's not doing
or whatever it is.
But he's not doing the major commercials. I mean, hell.
He's in some pretty big ones.
You know, the Manning brothers are more popular than he is, and they're out of football. So they're going to have to find someone that appeals to a wide variety, you know, black, white, and indifferent, because they're not going to put Lamar there because Lamar is not the greatest orator in the world.
Who do you think has more riz, Lamar or Jaden?
Right now, I think Lamar, because Lamar has been in the league long enough, and he's, you know, so he's.
Do you understand what riz is?
But I think. Excuse me.
Do you understand what I mean by riz?
Respect, I assume you're talking about
charisma.
Charisma.
Oh well, I think Jaden has more charisma.
Thank you.
But the thing is,
I agree. Lamar's better, more proven.
Well, no, but it's not as widely known. Now, after Jaden does about 3 years, he's going to move ahead of Lamar. Because, right. like I said, he's unassuming. He's got confidence, but he's not cocky.
Right.
Okay?
That's definitely true.
So that appeals to people. We don't want cocky. You know what I mean?
Right.
Because that's going to turn some people off. But it right now, like I said, can you name anyone right now that you can say is the face of the NFL?
I would say because Patrick Mahomes.
I might say Mahomes, to be honest.
Thanks for the call, Ron. Ron, thank you. We appreciate it.
Probably Mahomes. I would also throw in, I think Justin Jefferson's one of them. Now, he might be top five. I think Justin Jefferson's top five for sure.
Top five stars of the league?
I just don't think. I mean, he's as great as he is. I don't think he's as universally known.
I think you have to put Saquon up there for winning a Super Bowl.
I would
agree. He's pretty high profile.
I think it's
Patrick Mahomes is like.
I still think it's
head
Mahomes.
And shoulders above everybody at this point.
Yeah.
As far as popularity, Riz, whatever you want to call it.
Right. Let's go to Joe in Manassas. Joe, what's up?
Hey, what's up, Junks? Love the show as always. And I think it's amazing, man, just driving around here for work to be like talking about America's team after 1 year of like, you know, sustained success, man. Like, I understand we got our guy, but like all that, like who cares, man? Like, aren't we along for the ride, ready to watch the, like, who cares about like the America's team, that whole sexy, like we got a winner, man. Like, that's what I think about. It's just like the dramatic turn is just like, let's slow down, man. Pump the brakes a little bit and enjoy the ride. We don't need to be called anybody.
Okay. That's one perspective.
I don't hate that approach.
I like being the sexiest team, though.
Sure.
I want to label us somehow.
But in terms of America's team, Chase Daniel tweeted this in the last week.
Mm-hmm.
The Chiefs were the most watched NFL team based on average viewership per game last season, 25.5 million.
So what are we talking about with Dallas?
Sustained success. They've played in five of the last six Super Bowls. You got Patrick Mahomes, who you can argue is the face of the league, and they're in the middle of a dynasty. So I think it's going to take a while, really, for Washington to get there nationally.
Yeah.
But much like it took for Golden State to win some championships. They have the elements, though. They got the guy in Jaden Daniels. That's right. The key element.
Yeah.
Now you got to just have sustained success
Yes. And
win some championships.
Yes, I'd agree with that. It's going to be hard to knock Mahomes off his perch. It'd be very hard. But we got the guy that can potentially do it. We've got our unicorn.
If you go to three or four Super Bowls in a 9 or 10 year span, he's going to be competing with Patrick Mahomes. He'll be right there with him.
And then when
you gotta have postseason success.
When in like 3 years, when he signs his $750 million contract,
yeah,
that's going to help his sex appeal. And everything else. Yeah. He's going to double what Brock Purdy's making. Brock Purdy's going to look like a brokey.
He's going to just look like a guy in the street corner.
Yeah.
Begging for money.
He'll be driving a Passat.
So you're just taking an unnecessary shot at Valdez. That was unwarranted.
I'm just trying to tease him. My son drives a Passat. I don't know. I think it's silly. I don't need to be America's team, but I do think that we're the hottest team and we're the biggest team on the rise. I guess it can't forget about Detroit. I mean, they're not going anywhere.
By the way, a quick side note. I know we've talked about Mahomes a good amount this segment, and I don't know if it's been canceled since, but I saw Darren Revelle. He tweeted this, I want to say about a week ago, that for the tiny sum of, I think it was $15,000 for a Patrick Mahomes VIP event. You can go to a VIP event with Patrick Mahomes and you get like a Fanatics swag bag. You get a Mahomes jersey. You get a signed ball that Patrick Mahomes will throw to you. He'll throw you the ball that you get to take home with you that he signed for $15,000. That has to be marketed towards the dumbest of the dumb people that have way too much money on this planet.
Mm.
Who on earth would spend 15 grand just to say Patrick Mahomes drilled me in the chest with a pass from 20 yards away?
I don't think I would spend 50 bucks on it.
I mean, $15,000? And you're probably going to have Big Mark Chiefs fans.
Does the money go to charity?
No, it's going right into his pocket. It's like a Fanatics branded event.
Crazy.
It's insane.
Crazy. So I see on Twitter, Valdez and Drabby are going back and forth with their Riz ratings at quarterback. It's kind of funny. I don't understand the love affair with Burrow. Like, I don't understand that. You guys
hair,
both,
the way he dresses.
What do you mean? People are obsessed with his style.
Yeah. Not me. Yeah. Not me.
I know, not you.
Not me.
I'm not.
Well, I'm the arbiter for me. I just don't understand it.
I'm just talking in general.
His hair and his fashion.
Guy can't get a haircut without people talking about it.
That's
anything
weird.
He wears, people talk about. His nickname is Joe Cool.
He wouldn't be my
Joey Burr.
He wouldn't be in my top 50. But they
top 50.
These guys have Burrow one. I actually think
I would love to hear your Riz ranking.
Well, I'll tell you the ones that you guys have put it out, the ones that jump out at me are Baker. Baker's got tremendous Riz. And Jameis. Well, those guys aren't the best, but they got.
Jameis is my guy.
They got much Riz.
I don't know if Jameis has Riz. He's just,
come on, buddy.
No.
He's a little corny.
He's goofy.
Yeah.
He's goofy. That's not.
That's charisma. He's got unbelievable charisma. He's amazing. You want to be around Jameis.
Yeah, but
he's
not.
Fun guy.
Yeah, exactly. He's.
It's different.
He's not like the it guy.
The it guy's different.
Where'd Lamar fall in their rankings?
Valdez
definitely got to be top five.
I have Lamar three.
Yeah, that's fair.
I think I had him.
You had him three. You both had him three. I think.
He's got great look, good personality, awesome play style.
I just think.
He wears grills.
I mean, yeah. Cornrows.
What wins me over for Jaden, honestly, is his smile. I think he's got like a Magic Johnson-like smile.
Yeah, maybe he learned it from Magic Johnson.
I honestly do. I think he just has that smile that just is like a knockout. It's 10 out of 10.
You're so in love with him, bro. Russell Wilson has a good smile.
No, Riz points. You lose Riz points when your mommy wipes your bottom after a duty.
I'm with you on that.
The HTTC.
It's hard to have Riz when mommy changes your diaper.
I don't understand that mommy anchor. I don't get that.
She's his agent.
Yeah, I don't get that.
Manager.
We got an agent. We never see him.
I haven't talked to our agent.
It's been a while.
Probably 2 years.
Yeah.
Maybe three.
Yeah.
But he certainly knows my bank account.
Yeah, he does know that.
What were we going to say?
You know, every time that somebody says his mommy's hanging around, a Commander fan always goes, that's his agent. Do you know that Lamar's agent is his mommy too? Mm. I don't even know what she looks like.
That's a great point.
Mm-hmm. Of course.
That's a great point. Yeah.
Of course. I mean, she doesn't need to be anywhere near where he is publicly.
No, yeah. Except the changing table.
She likes the attention.
She likes the attention. It's all good. So, you know what? Just keep balling out, buddy.
Hey, you know, going back to when they were looking to draft a quarterback, I've got a buddy who is in the personnel game. And one of the differences he said between Jaden Daniels and Drake May and some of the other prospects, just a factor,
Riz?
Was the mom.
Oh, the mom. That was a down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, he was very high on Jaden Daniels, but he said it was like a little footnote.
They didn't put him on the FUBAR list because of the mom.
No, of course not.
Right.
Not at all.
Right.
800-636-1067 is the number. Remember, we got Mike Rizzo, Nats GM, jumping on at 9 o'clock. Don't go anywhere.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I almost feel like I'm missing out this weekend. Everybody's going somewhere. That I know a lot of people that are going places.
Getting away from Memorial Day.
I'm just staying home. And here's why I feel like I'm missing out. The only thing to really look forward to if you're staying home is, all right, the neighborhood pool opens up.
Yeah.
It's going to be cold.
It's going to be like in the 70s, right?
I'm not even sure if it's going to be in the 70s. I know it's going to be too cold to go in the water.
Yeah, it'll be terrible.
That's fine. Going, you still go to the pool, hang out, have a drink, I'm going, chill.
In Ithaca for the Cornell graduation, it's going to be 50 degrees and raining.
Is it an outdoor grad or indoors?
I think it's an outdoor grad.
Okay.
My son's, it was raining. It was pouring rain for his. It's going to be miserable. I don't know. I'm a little bit jealous of the being at home and not having anything to
I'm
do.
Pretty sure Maryland moved their graduation from the main commencement today to tomorrow because of the rain.
Because of the weather. Rain today. Is it as advertised? Today was supposed to be kind of crummy. Is it as advertised? Like raining and everything?
It's kind of overcast and gross outside.
Yeah.
You can see it. It's been raining out here. Like the little alleyways all wet.
Yeah. By the way, Drabby, I want to build some momentum for this. So Drabby announced yesterday he's getting his big procedure. He finally inked his deal after years and years of trying.
Inked his deal. Did he have a signing?
Well, I think he had to approve the contract and everything. Yeah, yeah. Uh-huh. And
we should have done that bit. Like we should have had a desk.
Yeah, should have done IG hats. Live. Yeah.
Had some hats and then did the reveal.
And so you're going to have your hair transplant tomorrow.
Tomorrow, starting at 6:30 a.m.
Ooh, are nice you and nervous early. At all? Like. That could be
that
painful.
That is my number one question that people keep asking me. I don't think I'm nervous. I'm more excited than nervous.
Do they give you like a local anesthetic for your head? Is that how it works?
Like, so are you going to get like a shot in your head? Or are they going to like rub your head with like lidocaine or something? Like what do they do?
I'm not exactly sure. I'm guessing a shot. But
a shot in your head? How do they do that? You have a skull.
I don't know. I guess I should read the pre-op instructions.
The fine print.
Yeah.
How do your... I've only met one of your brothers. Well, I guess maybe at your wedding met more of them, but I remember meeting one of your brothers back in the day.
I have no recollection of your
soccer.
Family.
How do they feel about it? Like, are they jealous? Because I'm guessing are bald.
I'm the baldest, for sure.
Baldest, really?
They got the Valdez silver hair. Okay. So I'll have
all right, plug boy.
Okay. Hey, newer technology. How about you have your to pop? Battle back yeah. against that.
My dad had hair until he was about 55 or so.
And that's a pretty good run.
So yeah. you're precocious.
That's solid.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm fired up. I think again, it's a process. If you don't know anything about it, if you touched by God guys out there who never lose your hair,
right.
you don't know what it feels like.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I'm not going to come in here on Tuesday with a full head of hair.
Yeah.
Have they shown you a picture of what it's going to look like at the end?
No, they don't. He doesn't like to do that because he doesn't
It'll scare people off.
Well, no, he doesn't want to promise you something.
Yeah.
Every case is different. Once they get in there, when they start moving
around. Is there a chance he might have to go for like four harvests? Like you have to go in all the time.
Different season.
No. But there's a good chance that I'll get a touch up. Second procedure because I'm more advanced in my hair loss than
well,
a lot
you
of other
look
people.
Like
that's
I saw,
okay.
I yeah. saw when this went on social media and you can see on our Instagram page, Sports Junkies Radio, the announcement and all that stuff. That some people responded with the Costanza toupee.
Well, that's Cakes' bit. Cakes is gonna remember Cakes is
no,
gonna
no,
wear
I'm
the
not, I'm not saying that it's a toupee, but I'm saying that
$10,000 for a year.
It looked fake.
That you
like a year from now. If a stranger meets you.
No.
A stranger would have no idea. I'm going to bet it looks pretty seamless.
A stranger would absolutely have no idea unless, I mean, the only people that can really tell are doctors.
Yeah.
So are they going to put it in the front first and then they have the hole in the middle? Like, how does that work?
We'll start there. We're going to do 3,000 grafts.
That sounds like a long procedure.
That's a long harvest.
Dude, your head is going to hurt.
How long is it going to take, the first procedure? Do you know?
We start at 6:30. I was told that I'll be done around 4 p.m.
Wow. Oh, my God.
3:30.
And you're awake the whole time?
No, but we get lunch.
Yeah.
I think I get
lunch. What if you have the potty or something?
No, I think I can go to the bathroom. I don't.
Can you drive home from the procedure yourself?
No. My mommy-in-law is going to pick me up.
Hey, mommy.
How do they feel about it, your in-laws?
I think everyone.
Everyone's pumped?
Everyone's a little. I mean, they're excited that I'm excited.
Probably curious.
They're curious, for sure.
What if this goes bad?
It's not going to go bad.
What's the worst?
I got the best doctor. I got the doctor.
What's the worst possible scenario?
What's the worst case scenario that can happen? There's a guy. Listen, we've all had it. Read about it this morning. We've talked about it. There's a guy who last year got the LASIK and he killed himself like this week because he had it.
What?
Because he had a bad deal.
Why are you putting these negative vibes?
That's like a one-to-billion.
Yeah, some people get that, and they just have terrible pain, and it just backfires, and they're in the extreme minority.
I don't know.
Are you going to kill yourself?
I don't know how to dignify that comment with a response. No, yeah. I'm not going to. That's not going to happen. It's going to look beautiful. I've seen the work that he's done before. I've researched this. It's going to be fantastic.
And then are you good? So you're getting the procedures. Are you coming to work on Friday?
No.
So you're off Wednesday, Thursday. Hoping by Tuesday, because Monday's a holiday,
yeah.
by Tuesday it'll be healed enough that you can wear a hat and basically conceal it. You'll reveal to the audience, but for the most part, you don't want to be walking around CVS with plugs, right? You know, like obvious, like 3,000 holes in your head.
All right. It's going to heal quickly.
It is?
Yeah. After about a week, the only thing you'll be able to tell is I'll have a red... My top of my scalp will be red.
And it's also not hair plugs. You gotta keep driving that into everybody's head. That's
different
technology.
Restoration. Do you listen to anything that I said?
No, I know you said it was a new technology, but it was essentially plugs.
It's completely different.
No, completely different.
They're still drilling a hole.
It's not
going to
look
like a seed of your hair.
It's not going to look like a track.
Yes,
they have brand new technology.
It's not going to be hair. It's going to be they're putting the nub in there, right?
Cakes, will
so
you
you're
be
not gonna
jealous?
Have hair in a week.
A year from now, if he has a full head of hair, are you intrigued?
I mean,
have you been intrigued at all? That's a great question.
I need to see.
We talked about Cakes yesterday. I was back in there.
I want to see the end result.
You're too far gone.
No, he's not.
I mean,
he's about similar.
Worse?
Take off
who's
your
worse?
Hat. Take off your hat. They both have the.
But he always
what do you call it? Like the Friars? It's similar.
I mean, I do need to touch this up, but.
Who's more far gone?
His head is so shiny.
For sure.
Cakes is more far gone. He's older.
Oh, yeah.
Cakes is older.
Yeah, but they could probably graft his neck beard.
Yeah, they could take my Holtby beard and put it on my head. I might be in business.
Did you guys see the pictures of Travis Kelce's back?
No.
No, is it all hairy?
Oh, he's got a hairy ass back.
He's a big caveman. Of course he's got a hairy back.
I want Drab, this is what I want Drab to do. Is I'm very excited for him. I think this is great. Anything to make his confidence go up.
Right.
This is something he's been yearning for years, and he finally got it. Like, that's awesome to me.
Right.
But I need him to be a bit player and take this pube and have the doctor implant it right in the front.
That's been his scheme.
In the front. Right.
You're touching it. You're taking it out of his hand.
Put it in your pocket. Fifth pocket.
Yeah. Give that to the doctor. Give that to the doctor.
See what he can do with it.
Always say, just weave it in. He's got a pube right on his head.
Do you want us to find a doctor that can fix your speckled unit now?
Sure.
Is there one that exists?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Would that change your life? Not really. I put a topical cream on it for however long.
Yeah.
Didn't really do anything. So.
Right.
I'm just used to it.
Yeah.
Plus, it's not like my head where people are seeing it nonstop.
Right. But you see it all the time.
Yeah. And
Do you feel kind of sickly when you see it?
No, I've gotten used to it.
What the f***ing in the basket?
I'm accustomed to it.
But with your head, like, you're not going to all of a sudden have hair. You're just going to have holes in your head from whatever they implant in there.
I wouldn't call it holes. I mean, it's going to seal up in a day, and everything
it'll
will
just
be
a little it's like
planting a seed, like in a garden.
Whatever helps you visualize it.
That's essentially what it is.
Over the next six months.
I don't know how that's different from plugs. It might be a fancier.
I told you yesterday.
What's the difference?
I know it's the newer technology.
But at the end of the day,
they were punching your skin out back in the 80s and 90s, like a square of your head. They would punch it out, and a clump of hair, and then they would just stamp it on the top of your head.
So instead, they're doing one at a time.
They're putting the follicle in, and then the follicle over time will regrow out.
Okay, that's still the kind of the same thing. Instead of a clump, they're doing it one at a time. Essentially,
you won't be able to convince him. He's stuck on it.
Think of, you need to watch a video.
Hold on.
There's no other way. They're taking hair and plugging it in the front of his head.
It's like your front lawn. Some people get bisod and just lay it on top. Other people take the seed, they put it in there.
Yeah, he's getting the seed.
Yeah.
He's not getting sod.
But
you got to put a hole in your head to get it in there.
You got to aerate.
It's a procedure.
You're aerating. Yes.
It's a procedure. It's a medical procedure.
Hey, Valdez, we're aerating his head.
His head's going to be like punch greens.
Yeah, we're punching your head. Yeah.
Hey, you know what?
It springs up just in time for the member guest.
No, listen.
They're laughing now.
I think it's great.
You're going to come in with a silly head of hair eventually.
Here's what I know, Bickle.
I honestly think it's great.
When I'm 51, no one's going to think I look 75. I know that.
I don't know that anybody thinks I look 75, but
that's
you really think some people think I look 75? They might think I look old, but they don't think 75.
75 might be generous in some of the comments that I've seen.
Those are people that are joning, though.
Yeah, I mean, they're just being
mean.
When
you're slumped over and...
It's hard for me to walk. All right, answer some of these calls. There might be people that have experience with this. I can't wait to see. I'll be here Tuesday and Wednesday of next week.
Hey, you think they're doing a full punch or is it?
The problem is, it's one
of the small punchers.
Well, as Drab has said, though, this is the long game. Really, on Tuesday, you might see a little something, but 6 months from now, you're not going to see any hair. He's going to maybe look like a normal. His head
is going to look like I hit the sledgehammer.
I don't even really remember when Drab started working on this show, which is 13 or 14 years ago.
Yeah.
I don't really remember him having hair like that was combable. Didn't he always have really short hair?
I think he was too far.
Does he have to water it? You know what I mean? Like, do you have to have like treatment? No, I'm serious.
You might have to put something in. Our boy Stumper, he lost his hair when he was in his 20s, and he used to put like some foam on top of his head. I mean, he was grasping.
Oh yeah,
putting the minoxidil up there. Anything?
Did Drab have combable hair?
Not on this show.
14 years ago. Or did he always have it like... I mean, I have my hair pretty tight.
No,
like,
Drab's
somebody
always,
told me that
Drab's
I...
always had it tight. It's never been like something you could style.
Right.
He's always had like a military haircut.
Right.
He's kept it close.
Like
tight.
Probably even shorter than mine right now, right?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
The last 15 years, I've strictly buzzed my hair.
Yeah.
I used to have spiky hair back in the...
I think I remember some pictures.
I want to see flowing locks now, like a mullet.
Did you have spiky hair when you worked with? We first worked with Dukes in Arizona.
Yeah, Dukes was the one that told me I was balding.
You weren't quite aware of it.
I wasn't really aware of what was going on.
I'm sure he enjoyed the hell out of that too.
Does Drab have a hairstyle in mind, like when he gets a full head of hair? Like, does he have something?
Yeah, are you a part
Let me see Mike Marr's hair.
When's the last time you had a part?
I could do, yeah.
Let me see, Marr. You think you're going to have that much hair?
No, I mean.
That looks a little thick
for
you.
That's probably a little thick. We'll see. We'll see how it grows. Everybody's different. By the way, I'm getting the Lamborghini treatment.
Oh, I love it.
What does that mean?
Well, of course.
I'm doing PRP, the laser helmet. I was in there yesterday doing something called TED. Where
the laser helmet?
They're putting serum in your skull and doing ultrasound.
Oh, yeah, really?
Doing ultrasound on your head. Treatment. Yeah,
yeah. He's getting the
you
VIP.
You understand? Like,
they got a lot riding.
You're their show pony. Yeah.
They're going to want me to look silly.
That's awesome.
You're the prize pig is what you are.
Yeah, is he nervous? Is the doc nervous at all? Or is he like, trust me, dude, I got this. We've done this a million times with guys like you.
No, he's not nervous at all.
Those doctors don't get nervous.
Are you going to look like Walter Goggins?
By the way, my doctor, Dr. Burka, he did emergency room stuff for years. He's done the gunshot wounds. That's tough. That's a tough life.
This is a day in the park for him.
This is something that he was so inspired by that he wanted to get into.
Yeah.
Probably like a decade ago. So he still does the emergency room stuff on the side. But
hold on, he does the ER as like a side gig.
Well, I think he likes giving back and helping out where he can. So.
I think I'm on their website.
Yeah.
I'd be silly if you had hair like that guy. Some flowing locks.
That looks like Tom Wilson.
Here, let me see how. Oh, that's you kill for that.
You actually kill for that. What's gonna be able to use a comb?
Yeah.
Hey, what's gonna happen when he gets this procedure and everything sprouts back and he finally gets his hair and it turns out it's gray?
Then he'll
he might consider gray. I have a little gray. I mean, I am 40, almost 43. Yeah. It's coming in on the sides a little bit. So
you'll deal with that if it happens.
Yeah. So does George Clooney.
Yeah, a lot of people have gray hair. It's all good.
I just can't wait. How long are they saying before it actually grows?
All right, and like,
are you gonna have peach fuzz?
By the new year, you're going to start seeing 2026, January, you're going to start seeing.
Well, that's a long time. That's drab
formation.
I've been bald for 15 years. This is nothing.
Yeah, it's not overnight.
This is nothing.
So you're not away. Yeah. But I you were on the phone. I said, excuse me, your head's going to look, it's going to be all red and swollen. It's going to look like you got hit with a sledgehammer on Tuesday.
That would be unfair. To say that.
It's not going to look like that?
It's going to look like I had a procedure done, but it's not going to be awful.
It's not going to be jarring.
Like it's a couple days.
He's not going to come in here looking like the Elephant Man on
Everyone's
Tuesday.
Different. He was just telling me that there was a patient at one point in time that hid it from her husband. Like her husband had no idea she had a hair transplant.
Right.
So it's not like you're sprawled out in a bed for weeks at end.
Do you think your wife...
I'm looking at the site. I mean... Of course, it's their website. Every review is a 5-star. Every review.
Is she?
Yeah, check out the Google reviews.
Is she thinking about how she's going to run her fingers through your hair and everything?
I'll be honest. I just told her.
What was her reaction?
I didn't want to get her too excited until.
But she got
until
excited.
Until I signed the paperwork.
Yeah. She got excited.
She's butt sized. Yeah.
She's ready for it. She's in.
All right, tomorrow.
You can't do it too early.
Tomorrow's
I was butt-sized to South Africa on a safari.
Yeah, well, sometimes these deals fall through.
Yep. All right, got to take a break. We're the Junkies.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, hey, friends. This sale's for you. The DSW Friends and Family event is on. DSW VIP members get 25% off almost everything in stores and online for a limited time. Don't miss out. This only happens twice a year. Not a VIP? You're still family to us. Join for free to get in on the savings. Plus, VIPs always get free shipping on anything. Save on must-own shoes today when you shop the DSW Friends and Family event at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Don't go anywhere.
By the way, I don't know if you guys saw, but Russini tweeted earlier that it looks like they have the votes. They're going to ban the tush push.
I mean, it only makes sense. Like, if you're not the Eagles and you have to face that, especially if you're a division opponent and you face it twice per year, of course you want it banned. Why would you want to face that play twice per season?
Right.
When all it does is basically guarantee them a touchdown inside the 5-yard line.
I forget.
And extends drives so they can get closer to the end zone and use it again on you.
She says she's told both the league's competition and players' health and safety committees have voted to ban the play. So despite the Eagles' best efforts, the tush push is likely on its way out.
Good. The scourge on the league.
I mentioned this.
Good riddance.
I mentioned this early in the show during the Junkies sports page that it looks like there's going to be flag football in the Olympics 2028, and NFL players will be allowed to participate. Justin Jefferson was at the podium and was fired up, and he said, just to think about the chances of playing in the Olympics and getting a gold medal is a dream. Just reverting back to being a kid and watching the track and field meets, watching basketball win the gold medal. That's something that as a kid, I always wanted to be a part of. Are you into seeing NFL players playing this? Now, during one of the commercial breaks, Cakes told me, he's like, I don't think any of the top guys are going to be playing it. And I was like, well, Justin Jefferson was front and center talking about it. So you just need a few. It's not like you need a field, a 50-person football team. You need 12 guys?
But doesn't it also...
How many do you need? 7-on-7 flag football? Maybe 14 guys?
When are the Summer Olympics generally held? Is it July or August? I mean, yeah. It's definitely going to conflict with either OTAs or training camps of NFL teams.
All right, but I'm sure the NFL is all about generating money, sure, and more networks and eyeballs. So I would guess they would allow some of these players to do it. I mean, if Justin Jefferson's out there front and center, mm-hmm, are the Vikings all of a sudden going to whore him? He's talking about chasing his Olympic gold dream?
I don't know.
And who's going to stop the Americans?
Well, the answer is nobody. I think you could put together a squad of just college-level American players, and they're just going to wax all the competition from around the world in flag football.
I don't think
you need the NFL guys to do it.
We often go on DC News Now with, mm-hmm, Derek Forrest. So I did it yesterday on behalf of the Junkies, and this might have been before we recorded the segment, mm-hmm, but he's usually he'll say, "What do you want to talk about?" And he was like, "Flag football." And the way he posed the question, I said, "Well, can you name one non-NFL player that is some sort of flag football giant?" And he was like, "Well, actually, I do know somebody." So he's covered somebody, yeah. But nobody can name anybody in flag football. And then he told me that Mexico had a good team. Nobody would know that.
The most laughable thing I saw concerning flag football, the Olympics, was, I guess there must be a stud flag football player at the highest level of American flag football.
Right.
Who plays quarterback. I didn't see his name, but he's basically bristling at the NFL guys coming in saying, "Well, this is a different game than the NFL." Like, he's like, "I'm the king of American flag football. Like, Patrick Mahomes, you're just going to have to wait. You're going to have to wait your turn."
He has a point.
I looked at him. I was like, are you being serious?
He has a point. JP's going through all of these NFL players, and yes, they're bigger names.
Yeah.
But I really do think playing flag football, and by the guy's name is Daryl Duchette.
That's who I was talking about?
Yeah, that's the quarterback.
Yeah.
Now, he's going to... People are taking it the wrong way when he says he's better than Patrick Mahomes, mm-hmm. but Daryl can't do what Patrick Mahomes does in the NFL. And my guess is, I don't think Patrick Mahomes could do what Daryl does in flag football. Okay. I disagree, because they
play 7-on-7 all the time.
What's he do that makes him special?
I mean, avoiding a rush. Knowing
who's better than Mahomes at that.
The rush is different in the NFL than it is in flag football. Uh-huh. The routes that people are running are different. The strategy's different.
I'm gonna
everything,
ask a question.
Everything like flag football is inherently different than the NFL football.
In this level of flag football that guy that you mentioned, yes, plays, does he have blockers, or do they just have to wait a certain?
It's a wait time. But if, okay, like someone goes out, like the strategy is like if a blocker goes out, like one can come in. Like the rules are different.
Okay,
it's different. But
the
for
rules
whatever,
are but different. But the top level players. Okay, what is Patrick Mahomes good at? Pretty much everything. Throwing the ball. There's not a throw that Duquette makes that Patrick Mahomes can't make. And there's not a defense that's going to be thrown out his way.
I would actually argue Daryl can throw better on the run than Patrick Mahomes in terms of avoiding the run.
I didn't know you're such a big
Daryl, like,
Duchette.
I think Patrick Mahomes can throw on the run. Getting tackled than it is having someone pull their flag.
I think Patrick Mahomes can run.
I'm not saying
and
he can't.
I'm not saying
he can't do that. But I'm saying
Is it like saying?
I want you to go watch the highlights or the films of Daryl and tell me that football is not different than the NFL football.
Is it like,
I'm not saying he's better than Patrick Mahomes.
I understand.
I'm saying it's different.
So is it like saying, like, you assume, James Wood would be an elite home run hitter in softball? Like, it's different, right? They're totally different.
Just look at the 3-on-3 basketball where they had that both men and women's team performed terribly. And in the Olympics.
Oh.
You would think, it's just basketball. They had Haley Van Lith on the team, who was one of the best players in college basketball. They got smoked. The Europeans know how to play the game better. Mm-hmm. It's a different game. Same thing could be said for flag football.
Right, but a lot of these guys played flag football.
What's the guy's name? Daryl Duchette.
Well, a lot of those guys played 3-on-3 basketball, too, and gals.
He's basically just saying he doesn't want the current flag football guys to be completely passed over, JT, and disrespected.
It's a smaller field. They're not playing on a 100-yard, 53-yard wide field.
I think that Jaden Daniels would thrive. And a lot of these guys played flag football growing up. Justin Jefferson? Who's going to stop Justin Jefferson in flag football?
I would guess not a lot of people.
You know what's weird about it, though? I mean, obviously he's prolific. But his fundamentals are weird. Like, he's just running and chucking.
It's not about it. Flag football is no fundamentals. You can go out there and just kind of, almost like a rugby, except less scrums.
I can remember going to see some adults playing flag football in a really, really high level league, and they were good. I mean, those guys were good. In fact, I think Joe P told me he went to Vegas with his flag football team.
Did you play
in Vegas and play some flag football?
I played in a flag football tournament with Bishbox, Lurch once. Did you play in that one, EB?
I don't know.
Is like early days of the Junkies, and we played near FedEx Field. I don't think it was Sport and Learn then, but we played in Landover, and I remember we won a game, And then we came up against a team that must have had a guy that played in college. And it didn't matter what we did. We could not stop him from catching the football. Mm. He was taller, bigger, faster. It didn't matter. That guy was catching touchdowns on us, and we got spanked.
Right. I don't know. I don't think I did.
Anyway, I'll be into it. I just don't think that there's going to be any sort of competition for the American team.
Well, maybe
Derek Forrest tried to convince me that Mexico had a good team. I can't see the Mexican flag football team stopping Justin Jefferson.
Can't see it. Or somebody of that caliber athlete.
I hope the amateur guys get a chance to compete.
Yeah.
That'd be cool.
That's what they do in 3-3 basketball. They take the best teams and they compete against each other, and then the winning team actually goes to the Olympics. They don't just combine.
That's how Jimmer Fredette's team came through.
And Canyon Barry and the TV producer or whoever. I mean, that was an embarrassment.
I guess it's cool.
Maybe it's not the greatest way to pick a team.
Saw Jimmer retired since then.
Yeah, he has retired.
All right, coming up next, we're going to talk a little baseball. Nats have been playing some better baseball this last week. We'll talk to Mike Rizzo, Nats GM, next here on the Junkies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.